shooting out sparks over 38 states, the Canadian plains, and the tequila fields of Mexico.
A program most deserving of a grand introduction.
The Nocturnal Journal.
The Talk of the Town, WGN Radio 720.
With your guide, Dave Hoekstra.
Welcome to our Memorial Day weekend edition of Nocturnal Journal. We've got quite a show tonight. We've got blues guitarist Guy King. The Nocturnal Journey is going to the Beat Museum in San Francisco, California. And our first guest is my dear friend, Pastor Mitty Collier, Chess Records singer, former Chess Records singer, who now is pastor of a church on the South Side. It's been a long time since I've seen you, Pastor. Thank you for giving up your Beyonce tickets to come down here.
Thank you, Dave, for having me to come. You've just been a blessing to me ever since we met back in 2013.
Right,
just love you so much.
We love what you're doing at the church.
Thank you.
I wanted the listeners, before we get into your life story, which is quite impressive, I wanted to play a little bit of a track of one of your biggest hits that influenced Dusty Springfield. So I'd like to play a little bit of I Had a Talk with My Man.
Okay.
Okay, now, I'm thinking that was 1964?
Yes.
Now, I watched you there. I was keeping an eye on you. You kind of were looking. What were you thinking about when you heard, when we just listened to it right now?
Just thinking back, you know, about the time when I really recorded that. And I was thinking about, really, yesterday, I was at a dinner. And at the dinner, there was this older lady there. And a young man pulled that song up on his phone. And it went to playing, and she said, "That song sounds good today. It sounded good back there before I found the Lord, but it still sounds good today." And I guess that's why it's called one of those really classic songs, you know, that comes out. And I don't care who sings it. It's always associated with Mitty Collier.
Well, Dusty Springfield was such a fan of that song. I remember you and I talked before, and I've read about it, that she was like almost intimidated to cover it. She had a hit with it, but she you knew that, right?
She told me she was going to do it, but she knew that she could not do it like me. And and I guess that's with everybody's first big hit records. I don't care who sang them. They're not able to really capture what that person captured, because that song was just for me at that particular time, even though it came from a gospel song. And you could tell from the flavor of it, Reverend James Cleveland, and little Stephanie Mills was leading it with the First Baptist Church Choir of Nutley, New Jersey. And she was just a little girl singing "I Had a Talk with God" last night. And that piano is so, it's just, that's what I was really listening at, because you just don't hear stuff like that anymore. We had all of those different instruments right in the studio, but that piano stood out on there. Leonard Caston was playing that, and he's the one that introduced me to that song when he came in the studio that day, and he was going to teach that to his choir, because he was playing for a choir here in the city. And he wanted to teach the song, and he said, "I got to see how it sounds, so would you help me?" I think it was just ironic. You know, it was really God in the plan, and just to set me up for what I'm doing today. He said, "Help me with it," and then I began to sing it. He gave me the words, and Billy Davis, who was my producer and A&R man, came through, and he said, "What in the world is that?" And we told him, and he went in the back studio and recorded us. And a couple of days later, he had changed the words to "I Had a Talk with My Man Last Night."
And this was all done at Chess right here
at
in Chicago.
At Chess, right there, 2120 South Michigan.
Do you remember the other musicians in there? Any other musicians?
I remember Sonny Thompson. He played the piano. And then Riley Hampton, he was an arranger. You know, it was some great, Eugene and Louis Satterfield was the bass player, and Maurice White. He was the drummer for Chess at that particular time that went on to sing with Earth, Wind, and Fire. He was our main drummer there. He had a beautiful rhythm.
I know you've recorded other places. I know you went to Muscle Shoals. But what was it about recording in that Chess studio that was special? I mean, what was different about
it? It was the family. It was being here and being able to go there and just stay all day. And you just met people that became like your sisters, your brothers. The people, the Chess brothers, were like fathers to us. They really were. And I failed to mention Willie, my babe, don't stand.
Oh, Willie Dixon.
Dixon, playing that upright bass, you know. Yeah. I mean, just special people that came through there, and you could just stay there all day long, and we'd get food and eat there, everything, and never having to go out. And we'd come early in the day and stay there, even when it wasn't our day to record, you know, because it's so different now where they had everything where you could set it up, and then you everybody, if you made a mistake, everybody had to start over, because we all were on like the same little tracks and stuff. So if anybody made a mistake, you had to start over. But now they got a button to push in, a button to push down for everybody else. So I think it was the intimacy of just being with others who were just like you, doing the same thing. Nobody was intimidated by anybody. I think everybody was intimidated by Etta. Etta was the big wheel there, you know, at Chess. But everybody else was like right on that same even keel and just pushed one another to sing. And if anybody needed any help, everybody was there to help. It was a family.
What was the role of I mean, how were women artists looked at there as compared to, I just made a Beyonce joke and stuff, but back then, I mean, I know in country music, men were at one level and women were at a lower level. Was that, you know, you had Sugar Pie DeSanto, you had Etta James. What was the role, how they viewed women artists there?
It was the same at that time. Uh-huh. There was no intimidation. It was the same. I know when I went out on tour, it was your song that made who you were and where you were, even though you were on the stage with others. You had the star, of course. When you went out, you had a person like Jackie Wilson that was going to be a headliner. You knew who was going to headline the show, and then they would fall in order. But I remember Dave so explicitly when I first went to the Apollo Theater in New York. And I had a talk with my man. He had just come out when I went to the Apollo for the first time. Even though before then, you know, I had done the answer to Lil Johnny Taylor's I'm Your Part-Time Love and You Don't Have to Find No Part-Time Love. And that was the song that actually pivoted me out on the Chitlin' circuit I would go out to work. But when I went in the Apollo, you couldn't see my name on the marquee. Because I was so way down. It was like Jackie Wilson and the Coasters and all of them. And their name up there so big on the marquee. And my little name, you had to get a spyglass to see it. So when I went in and sang, I had a talk with my man last night. The people wouldn't let me off the stage. I mean, they kept rooting for me to come back more. And so finally, I just had to say they had to come back to the next show because I wasn't going to keep singing it over and over. And the next day, my name was right up under Jackie Wilson.
Okay, we're going to take a break for some commercials. You're going to come back and sing a live song for
us,
right? Okay, so
all
don't
right.
go away with Pastor Mitty Collier on WGN.
For once I can say, he is mine, you can't take him. Long as I know I got my God, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone who loves me. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it used to hurt me when I was in the world before. For once I got someone that I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, he's mine, y'all can't take him. Long as I know I got my God, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone who loves me. He really loves me too. Once in my life, like it used to hurt me when I was in the world before.
For once I got someone I know won't desert me.
I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, hear my heart, can't take it. No, that's I know I got my God, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone who loves me.
He loves you.
He really loves you. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, he loves Adam and Beth. He loves Carla and Dave. He loves Enid and Frankie and Georgia and Howard. He loves you. He loves Timothy and Ulysses too. He loves you. Oh, he loves you. He loves you. He really loves you too. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He really loves you too. For once in my life, he really loves you. Oh, yeah. He loves you.
Gallipel.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. That's the great Pastor Mitty Collier. Wow. Thanks for bringing that choir in the studio. That fit everybody in there. That's good. Yeah, the audience outside liking it. So tell us, you know, about, you know, the crossover between soul and gospel. And here's a song where you bring the two worlds together.
You know, when I did I had a talk with my man. Then when I came to the Lord, I put it back to where it originally was. I had a talk with God, and the music is basically the same. We have so much clean music today then that we don't have today. A lot of those songs that I did, you could actually sing them in church, change a few words, and they work. Like that Stevie Wonder song, right, "For Once in My Life." And I just inverted a few words. And I think that it's the soul in the R&B and blues, but it's the spirit in the gospel. And there is a difference. The last show that I did was a benefit concert that I did down for the Butler YMCA in Atlanta, Georgia. And I did not want to go because at that particular time I had really found the Lord. But it was a contracted thing that had been contracted over a year before, and the man could have actually been sued for us, and there were artists there. And everything went wrong. First thing, I missed my flight, so I didn't get to Atlanta on time. By the time I got there, Otis Redding's band was playing. Did nobody want to rehearse me, Dave? And so I'm saying, what am I going to do? I got this big band arrangement, and nobody wants to rehearse. And his organist said, well, I'll play with you. And the guitar player said, I'll play. So here I am with a drummer, a guitar player, and an organ with this big band arrangement. My cousin, Joseph, he plays trumpet. And he said, I'll play with, and he went to the car and got in. So here I got four instruments on the stage with all of these people, got me to all this band. And when I got out there, my music started out, pop, 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 with the trumpets, and the saxophones would answer. Well, I don't have no answer. So when they fell down in B flat rather than A flat where I was supposed to sing. I had nothing to do but sing. So I began to sing in B flat where they were playing it. And so when I sang, I could feel myself shaking. But then I knew that I wasn't singing with soul anymore. I was singing with the spirit. Even though I was singing, I had a talk with my man last night. And I was just shaking. And when I got through, Dave, it was like wild horses had come loose in their place. It was like they started running. I mean, people were just shouting and screaming. She's back, Snap, more, more, more. And I knew that that was it. And so my manager at the time, Henry Wynn, came running down. And he said, you back, baby, you back, you back. I said, that was it. That was it. And I looked up at that particular time and I said, thank you, Jesus. Just wow. Like that, because I knew that was it for me. So the feeling was there, but it was a different feeling.
I gotcha. We got to take a break for the news. You can hang around for a little bit because I want to talk about your birthday celebration.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about that and maybe do one more song.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't go away with Pastor Mitty Collier. Okay. And we'll be back on Nocturnal Journal after the news.
This is a forecast of a storm. For some it seems the storm just won't pass. For you it seems so dark. Seems like they will never ever come into your life, sunny and bright. But when the rain falls down on me, I said, Lord, take me high up so I can see your rainbow. Lord, I want to see your rainbow. And Though the rain causes many complications, Lord, I'm still looking for your decoration called the rainbow. You see, I wanna see your rainbow. It tells me the storm has passed. The rainbow tells me this storm has passed. God said my word, it just won't fail, oh no. And my glory, it will prevail, just like the rainbow in the sky. It's so powerful and it's so bright, the rainbow. Lord, I want to see your rainbow. So when the rain falls down on me, I said, Lord, take me high up so I can see your rainbow. I want to see your rainbow. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And though the rain causes many complications, Lord, I'm still looking for your decoration called the rainbow. You see, I want to see your rainbow. It tells me, hallelujah, the storm has passed. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The rainbow tells me the storm has passed. Look up, y'all. The rainbow tells me, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The storm, listen. He'll take your winter, turn it to spring. Summer will fall into place. Let me say,
he'll take your winter,
turn it to spring. Summer will fall into place. He'll take your winter, turn it to spring. Summer will fall into place. He'll take your winter, all of those dark days, turn them to spring. Summer will fall into place. And that's when you know the storm has passed. You can go on now. This storm has passed. I tell you, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning time. They just dry your eyes. Your rainbow is here. It's all over. It's all over. And the storm is over. It's all over. It's all over. The storm has passed. Look up and see it looking down. Look up now tonight. Whatever those dark days are in your life, financial problems, sickness, disease, whatever, it's all over if you look up. Look up. Never see it in the same light again. The storm has passed. The rainbow tells me. All glory to God. It's your chin out your chest and look up. The storm has passed.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. The legendary Pastor Mitty Collier. Your church, we got to move fast here, but your church, tell us about your church, where it's at.
Okay, More Like Christ Christian Fellowship Church. It's located at 8201 South Dobson Avenue in Chicago, Illinois.
And how long have you been ministering the church?
We're getting ready to come up on 13 years for me being there on that. But, you know, my Feed a Neighbor ministry, my Bible Study Telephone Prayer Line ministry has been going on since 1983. And I've been feeding the homeless since 1985.
Well, you've done a great job. What's your congregation now?
It's still up and down. You know, if everybody would come, you can't get in there. But people don't come to church like they used to, Dave. People stay at home. They let the children stay at home. And I think that's why we have so many problems in our streets today, because it's not the same. It's really
what
not.
Neighborhood would you say you're in?
We're in the Chatham neighborhood.
Chatham, right. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have your, can I say the number? It's right here
yes.
on the press release, the 75th birthday celebration of Pastor Mitty Collier at the church. Tell us about that.
At the church, we're going to have. We had, you know, on April 30th, I had the Year of Miracles concert that God gave to me where I brought 12 pastors together to celebrate in a production, and some of them are coming to help celebrate my birthday on the April the 25th from 5 to 7. We're going to get them out right quick. Right
June the 25th.
June the 25th.
June the 25th.
What did I say?
You think you said April.
Oh, no, I was born in June. Yeah. June 21st, actually. But it's June 25th, and I'll be celebrating my 75th birthday. I'm proud of it because God has been good to me. I still can move. I don't have no canes. I don't have no walkers. I'm not in a wheelchair. I'm still walking them. You see my shoes, don't you?
Yeah, you're dressed to the nines, too.
Oh, but thank
you look really great tonight.
Thank you.
Will you sing? I mean, what will go on at this? Will you minister? What will go on?
No. It'll just be music, just to say happy birthday. And the pastors and others will be singing, and I'll sing on the end, you know, to take us out. We won't be in there long. Just like my concert, we're just going to hit it and quit it. We won't be there because it's Saturday, and it's early 5 to 7 where people can get home and get ready to go to church on the next day. But I'd like for everybody to come out, 8201 South Dobson Avenue in Chicago at 5 o'clock there, and we're going to start on time and we're end on time.
Is there a phone number or how can people find out more?
Okay,
about
people can call 773-450-7676.
And we'll have this on the Nocturnal Journal website too. So,
oh, good. That's good. And you know, I want you to come on my show. You know, I have a show, a talk show, probationchallenge.org with Reverend Harold Bailey. And he said, oh, by all means, ask him, would he come on and be with you? Because you got
Well,
this
sure.
book.
I'm not a talker, but I'll come out.
Well, you got this book that you can talk about,
sure.
and I'm jealous because I'm not in the book, and I can cook next time. Now, Volume 2, I need to be in there.
Soul food and civil rights book. But in a little time, I really do want to talk about the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
How have you seen things change in the, what you said, 13 years that you've been there? I mean, people, and it's Memorial Day weekend. People are talking about the intensity on the streets in Chicago and stuff. How have things changed in the neighborhood since you started there?
Well, I think that's one reason why a lot of people don't come out to church, because they have fear, because so much is happening, so much violence in the streets, and we are not in that good of a community right there. But my Feed a Neighbor, you know, it goes on every second Saturday, and thanks be to God, we've never had any incidents there. It's like God sends angels to protect that place, but people have changed. And I think mainly because they are babies having babies. They don't know how to parent. And grandma, not but 25, so she's not. They out partying together, and they don't have time. The church used to be filled on Easter, Mother's Day. I can throw a beach ball through my church sometimes. Don't hit nobody. But I think it's because of the violence, and people are afraid because people are doing everything now. And, Dave, my thing is we all need to come together. With us being separated, people see us separated. The concert that I gave was a beginning of that to show how people can come together. But somebody wants to be the big guy. Somebody got to be this. If all of us came together and we would really get together to show the people on the corner, these gangs and all that, God loves them, and we love them too. Rather than to bash all the time, I believe that we could really make a difference if we came together. It's all in unity, and people just don't see that today, and not even the young people who are committing the crimes and all of that. It's really bad out there in those streets, so people don't come out. A lot of people having their Bible study in the daytime rather than night because folk are afraid to come out, especially the seniors. I have mine on the phone on Tuesday night, you know, because people are afraid.
Well, thank you for coming in tonight
and
blessing the studio.
Me.
And we had conversation and talk and in song. So, Pastor Mitty Collier, it's always good to see you.
Look here, and I'm a first again. I'm the first one that I had used a track with in the studio.
It was
studio.
Great. It sounded good.
I'm the first one that turned this music over from rhythm and from gospel to rhythm and blues. I was the first one who got 12 pastors together. I'm a first lady. Ain't that something?
So, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
And your celebration again is Saturday, June 25th.
Uh-huh.
5 to 7 p.m. at your church, 8201 South Dobson Avenue, Chicago, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
The More Like Christ Christian Fellowship Ministry.
I hope you'll come.